You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Now, an overhauled recycling system, thank the Lord, is on the way. All households in urban areas will have the same recycling service in 2027, and food scraps collect 2030, and labelling of what can be recycled will also become clear. Zero Waste Network spokesperson Sue Coutts is with us now. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Heather.
Is this, when we say standardised by 2027, standardised across the country?
Yeah, what they're talking about really is the curbside collections that people have out at their end of their driveway. There's been a call to get a standard set of materials that go into those bins, so everyone knows what to put in. They know what to buy at the supermarket because they can say, okay, this one's recyclable, that one's not, so I'm going to buy this one. And it means that people can know that they're doing the right thing with their packaging, that it's going to go and be effectively recycled once they've put it in their bin. You know, it gives people trust and confidence.
But so are we talking about, Sue, something as practical as this? Like in Auckland, for example, you have to wash your bottles and take the lids off, but in Wellington you don't have to, you can leave the lids on, and that's just too confusing to people.
Exactly, yeah. Try to get it consistent across the country so you do the same thing when you're at home as you do when you're on holiday.
But here's the thing, I don't know about you. I don't know what the hell I can recycle or not. That's not clear enough to me.
Yeah,
when I go to the supermarket, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been confusing for a lot of people. And as you know, there's a lot of greenwash around it. There's a lot of wish cycling. You know, we've had that whole phase of, oh, in doubt, I'll just throw it in the bin and hope it gets recycled. And really, we're looking to tidy up all that with this new, you know, with the new rules around what goes in your curbside bin.
Yeah, but how do you, what are the rules going to change? I mean, basically at the supermarket, it needs to say to me, I'm recyclable, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And so the labelling will help with that. I think that we've got, you know, a lot of work to do in making sure that people do know what can be recycled and what can't. And really all these proposals do is, you know, the curbside one really just addresses what can and can't go in your bin, which is a really great first step.
Do we really need a food scraps collection?
Yeah, absolutely. Food scraps, you know, there's two issues really with all the organics that are going into landfill. One is that we've got the methane emissions that are generated when they decompose in there, which is problematic in terms of our emissions profile. And then we've also got, you know, if we've got food scraps going into landfill, then they're not going back around into composting systems and getting fed back into primary production and horticulture where they need to be if we want to keep growing fruit and veggies and other things.
Okay. Container return scheme. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a big disappointment today. You know, we're talking about, you know, an overhaul of the system, which sounds really great, but the proposals on the table for curbside really just tinkering on the margins. You know, we're going to be doing a little, you know, we're going to be tidying up what we're already doing, but it's not taking us into new space. Container return scheme, obviously, we'd love to see that come in. At the moment, we're getting about half our single-use containers back and sending them back around to be recycled, and we'd love to see that up to 85-90%, which is what you would get with container return.
So it made no sense to me. Did it make sense? I mean, the rest of the stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, I can see why you want to ditch that. You know, that's unpopular. But the container return scheme seemed to me to not be causing that much of a fuss.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of people who see it as a good thing. Got 80% of the general public going, yep, good. All the councils going, yep, good. Got a lot of the, you know, the environmental lobby groups all going, yep, this is great. Get litter off the, you know, get litter out, keep things in circular economy. But we still do have that strong lobby from the producers against it. And I guess that there's really a lot of pressure.
Are you saying, Sue, are you telling me that you think Labor has bowed to big business?
Well, I think every government does around the world. You know, what we see. That's what we've seen over the last 30 years. In every place you try to bring a container return scheme in, one of the basic elements is shifting cost from the ratepayer. So, you know, if you're paying for curbside and other ways of harvesting, recycling through that, you've got little old lady pays the same as someone who drinks a lot. You know, you really want to see it go on to the people that benefit from the sale of the product, like the producer and the consumer.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's a much better way of organising things.
I've got myself distracted because I'm obsessed with the container return scheme at the moment.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the thing. Okay, so it's lovely that we want to do all the labelling of the recycling. It's lovely that we want to standardise it. It's lovely that we want to do food scraps. What's the point?
Yeah.
It all gets put in the landfill anyway by a bunch of lazy councils.
Well, no, it doesn't actually. You know, a lot of people are doing a great job with their curbside recycling. It's all been really, you know, there's a lot of work has been done over the last few years to get good processing systems in place to be able to manage the materials that are coming through the curbside system. We've also had a big, rethink about what can and can't actually be recycled. So we're seeing a lot less stuff going offshore. We're seeing a lot more stuff going to dedicated recyclers. So a lot of that ambiguity in the system has been taken out.
All right.
And I think we can really feel confident that these proposals are going to see some good outcomes. I guess the one thing with the organic streams is I'd really love to see, you know, the material coming from those collections going to a wide range of different processing facilities, so small-scale local places as well as some of the bigger, you know, anaerobic digesters like we're seeing Auckland's material go to.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.